The red tide, Heterosigma Akashiwo, depletes oxygen levels in the water and kills marine life. It was responsible for the unprecedented fish die-off last year, which littered bay-facing beaches and waterways with rotting fish and other marine life. Eileen White is an executive officer on the San Francisco Bay Regional Water Quality Control Board. She says that there's not much to be done about the blooms other than to monitor them and plan for the future.
There's really not much you can do. Really, I think the long-term plan would be to limit the nutrients that are discharged to San Francisco Bay. But it's not like you can take a wand and suddenly the conditions are such, and it's being at a buffet and the food's there for the algae. So it's not something that is something we'll be able to stop at this point.
White says it's still not known exactly what triggered the fish-killing blooms of last summer, but that the general consensus is that nutrients released into the bay by wastewater treatment plants played a role, and that prevention lies in implementing stricter permitting. Julia Dowell is a field investigator at San Francisco Baykeeper. It's an environmental watchdog group. She said that her organization and the water boards are on the same page.
Baykeeper has been recommending that the water board decrease the amount of nutrients that are permitted to be discharged into the bay through our wastewater treatment plants. There are 37 wastewater treatment plants around the bay area, and they discharge a lot of nitrogen and phosphorus into the bay. And those nutrients are really what allow blooms like this to take off because they fuel the algae.
White said the Water Quality Control Board's main goals are to keep the public informed and to keep studying the blooms. That means identifying their origins to develop an effective means of preventing them.
The key takeaway is that here at the Water Board, we're closely monitoring the situation. Approximately 2/3 of the nutrients in San Francisco Bay come from the San Francisco Bay Area wastewater treatment plants that discharge to the bay. And we've been in ongoing discussions with them, and they're aware that what occurred last summer with the fish kills was a game changer. We're moving as quickly as we can, but we want to get the science right, that we have the right amount of nutrient reduction.
Water officials said this year's occurrence of the red tide is still in its very earliest stages, and that the scale of the threat posed to bay marine life remains uncertain. For KPFA News, I'm Jacques Leibarger-Martel.